Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says Kevin De Bruyne will leave the club as a legend. The midfielder plays his final home Premier League match against Bournemouth tonight. Before moving on at the end of the season, a special presentation will be made to the Belgian later. Guardiola rates him as one of the greatest passers of a football he's known.
It's difficult to find one of the best three I ever seen. Yeah, that I ever played, I ever deal with. Yeah, one is Messi. And the other two, let me think about it. Okay, put Kevin second.
A win for Man City this evening will move them a step closer to Champions League qualification. That race for those Champions League spots, obviously one and two are sewn up, but the rest of the spots in the Champions League is going to be the best race to watch going into the final day of the season this weekend. Staying with football news though, Man United manager Ruben Amorim has received a player boost ahead of the Europa League final tomorrow against Spurs. I'll tell you one team that isn't in that race, that's Manchester United. Three players, Lenny Yoro, Diogo Dalot, and Joshua Zirkzee are all in training again. Zirkzee was ruled out for the rest of the season in April. However, he has recovered and could feature tomorrow. Dalot has missed the last six matches for United, but could also feature. Well, Yoro only missed last week's match against Chelsea and is fit to play. So a big, big boost for Manchester United, who take on Spurs tomorrow. Then looking at what's going on in the IPL, match 62, the Chennai Super Kings up against the Rajasthan Royals, 9th versus 10th. The Royals won the toss, chose to bowl first, and Chennai going along like a speed train, but they are losing wickets. They're 70 for 4, and that's after just 6.5 overs. They have been smashing it to all parts. Ayush Matra made 43 of just 20 balls at the top of the order. Ravi Ashwin, 13 of 8, was the last man out. So they look like they could get over 200. They just got to make sure that they try and keep their wickets in hand. That's all for this hour, though. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.